most popular strands of the Brighton Festival is the classical programme. It takes in a whole caboodle of things. There are lunchtime concerts, events at All Saints Church in Hove and at Glyndebourne, and always ends on a bit of a banger at the Dome. This year, the guest artistic director, Malian performer Rokia Traore, is putting a mark on the month's events. A real range of events taking place, as I found out when I met classical programmer Jill Kay.
Hi, I'm Jill Kay. I'm the classical music producer for the Brighton Festival.
Once again, the festival goes out into the rest of Brighton and Hove, and I've seen performances at All Saints Church in Hove, which is a marvellous place to go and see a concert. It's incredibly atmospheric. So there are going to be more performances taking place out there this year.
Yes, that's right. We're taking over All Saints for 3 days this year. We've got a series of three lunchtimes. So as usual, the lunchtimes are all featuring young artists, fairly new to the scenes. We always call this our sort of come and see the stars of tomorrow, and it really is actually one or two of the artists who are coming back into the big concerts in the Dome, which I'll talk about towards the end of the festival, have featured in our lunchtime series. So it's really lovely to see some of those young performers coming on later. So at All Saints, we have a lunchtime with a young singer called Marcus Farnsworth. He's got a song recital, including works by a composer called John Caskin, who's 70 this year. We have a fantastic young pianist called Jean Selim Abdelmullah, giving us a solo piano recital. He is actually a protege of Andras Schiff, who is with us earlier in the festival. So it's lovely to be welcoming a Schiff protege into the lunchtimes. And then the usual, I always call it a jamboree because it does end up being a jamboree, the Jerwood Glyndebourne Young Singers coming to give us an hour of opera arias, solos and duets. They're always having a ball, so that means we always have a ball. So that's going to be a fantastic lunchtime. Then in the evenings, on this little 3 day period, 15, 16, 17th of May, the evening of the 16th of May, we have a piece, it's quite unusual, inspired entirely by Rokia, called Outre Mémoire, which is composed by French composer Thierry Pécou, and he is going to be playing the piano as well in the piece. Just a small ensemble, four players. He is of Martinique heritage, and he wanted to write a piece inspired by his heritage about slavery. It's a really moving piece. The musicians walk around and perform in amongst the audience. Sometimes they're on the stage. There's a lot of sound effects that go on. Very, very interesting piece. He's a really interesting composer. That's on Thursday the 16th. And on Friday the 17th, we have two concerts. 6 o'clock, our Brighton Festival Youth Choir are giving us a recital called Under the Moon, which is inspired by Luke Jerram's Museum of the Moon, which will be going up in Queen's Park.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Yeah,
it looks amazing. Yeah. So this is a programme inspired by the moon. And then later that evening at 8:30, we've got another very interesting programme, quite unusual, inspired by Rokia, which is given by a group called Stile Antico. And they're working with a young Syrian composer, female, Rehab Azar. It's quite unusual to be a Syrian female musician. So, I mean, it's changing now, but it's still pretty unusual. She plays the oud, which is a string instrument. It's sort of a cross between a guitar and a lute. So what Stile Antico have done for this particular concert is they have sent poet Peter Oswald out to interview and speak with refugees and immigrants who have had, some of them of whom have had pretty horrendous journeys and times. He's taken their stories, he's turned them into poetry, and the texts are going to be set to the music of John Dowland. Ooh. Who is a Renaissance early music composer. So you'll have this really beautiful sung early music from Stile Antico, and the text will be this pretty powerful stories from the refugees. Rehab will be playing some oud solos as part of the programme, and the final bit of that programme is a new work for the 12 singers of Stile Antico with oud accompaniment by a composer called Giles Swain. He's don't be put off when I say new piece because people think, oh, it's new music, it might be scary. It's really beautiful stuff. It will be a really beautiful sound. And again, that's 8:30 for about an hour or so with no interval on Friday the 17th.
What kind of feedback do you get from performers who appear at the Brighton Festival? Because as you've been talking, I mean, some of these approaches to performance are fairly unusual. It's not your standard, just kind of, you know, sit there politely and get the kind of standard repertoire.
I mean, I suppose in a way, because as you know, I've been here for a very long time, and people say, how can you, you know, how do you keep on thinking of programmes? And don't you get bored doing the same thing every year? Because it's so different. We have a guest director, and, you know, Rockier this year has set some pretty tough challenges in classical music terms. So it's just a case of being out there, keeping your ear to the ground, seeing who's doing unusual work. You know, I have some ideas in my head of the sort of programmes we're looking for, the sort of sounds we're looking for. And the one advantage to having been in the business a long time is I kind of know where to look. But people do, you know, artists write in all the time saying, actually, we're thinking of doing this new programme. Would it be of interest? So, you know, there's a lot of flow backwards and forwards with ideas, and that makes every year completely different.
Now, at the end of the festival, there are always some bangers, and this year is no exception.
That's true. So in the last few days, we've got two really interesting concerts. So Chinike, which have been to us before, it's Europe's only BME, or Black Minority Ethnic Orchestra. They're all pretty young. They play with a huge amount of enthusiasm and passion. Really good players, really good young players picked from all over Europe, come together to do half a dozen concerts, and then they all go back to doing what they're doing the rest of the year. So this year we've invited them into the concert hall. They're working with Wayne Marshall conducting, who they've worked with before. Pianist Stuart Goodyear is going to be the soloist in Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, which is just, I mean, if people have not heard that piece before, this is an absolute cracker. Really jazzy, exciting. You recognise the themes when you hear it. That cast and that orchestra with that sort of jazzy American feel is just going to be an absolute ball. And then the closing concert, it's slightly more serious. We were thinking quite hard about what we could put in the classical programme involving our chorus that would suit the rockier theme. And we settled on Tippett, A Child of Our Time. It's quite a difficult piece. Mm. I can't say it's easy. It's an hour long. But Tippett was a pacifist in the Second World War. And the story of a young emigre, Jewish emigre, who assassinated a Nazi, which inspired Kristallnacht, this terrible pogrom in Germany. So his view was that he would write a piece that was for all oppressed nations. All oppressed people. So in this piece, he's included some Afro-American spirituals. You'll know them all. They're absolutely classics. Beautifully sung. So we've got big orchestra. We've got the All of Brighton Festival chorus. And the real challenge for me this year, and I have to say I'm very pleased how it's ended up, was to find a complete BME cast of soloists.
Wow.
In classical world, this is still quite unusual.
Yeah.
The first half of that concert is Beethoven's Triple Concerto, so the concerto for piano, violin and cello, and the trio Isimses, who are going to be the soloists in the first half, were also in our lunchtime series a few years ago. So it's a really lovely thought that, you know, some years ago there are these young performers and they're actually coming back to perform in our closing concert with the Philharmonia Orchestra.
That was Brighton Festival's classical programmer, Jill Kay, talking about what's coming along in the 2019 Brighton Festival. And I have to say, that especially that Songs of Longing and Exile with refugee stories set to the music of John Dowland and Rehab Azar on the Oud. I'm a bit of a fan of an Oud. Taking place on Friday the 17th of May at All Saints Church. That sounds absolutely fantastic. A great classical programme as ever. All the information on the website brightonfestival.org.